We saw that we make more ethical decisions when we slow our thinking. Here are a couple of examples of that in practice, which lead to more inclusive outcomes. One trick we can use is to compare options rather than assessing one at a time. When we are asked to think about an individual opportunity or candidate for a job, we tend to lean on our System 1 thinking, which is fast and emotional. But when we have to compare CVs, for example, or pathways to executing a strategy, we use more deliberation and less emotional bias. This is easily seen through something like charity donations, where we might feel inclined to donate when asked by a single organisation, but if we were asked to assess the efforts across a whole host of charities, we might consider more carefully how we support or donate to those efforts. Think about what you prioritise in your network strategy. Is this based on a vocal stakeholder or compelling story which has been presented in isolation? It's good practice to have several options in front of you before you decide on execution. It allows you to slow your thinking, but also gather diverse opinions, which are so essential to inclusive decision making. Another example is the veil of ignorance, a term coined by the philosopher John Rawls. He argued that if you thought about how society should be structured without knowing your status in it, for example, socioeconomic status, gender or ethnicity, or in other words, behind this veil of ignorance, then you make fairer, more inclusive decisions. Because our System 1 thinking for self-preservation is not challenged as much, we can consider the wider impact of our decisions. This idea has been tested by looking at how resources are spent in a crisis, for example, medical supplies. Decisions made without knowing what impact they would have on the decision maker offered a higher value to more people because the process was less rooted in self-interest. Networks may also want to consider how this challenges the way they present their own strategy. Although the changes you want to make may have come from specific communities, can you make the strategy more inclusive and understand the broader impact by counterintuitively removing your network's identity from that systemic challenge itself? Try it as an exercise with your team and consider how this might support an intersectional approach to strategy.